Brothers and sisters in Christ, our Almighty God is indeed the most outstanding artist. Take flowers, for example. God created them in various colors and forms. On top of that, He endowed them with fragrance, adding to their beauty even more. Particularly, the rose is called the Queen of Flowers. That honorable nickname was given because of their deep and beautiful aroma as well as their elegant form. Brothers and sisters, have you ever noticed flowers blossoming while snow falls and freezing wind blows in the middle of bitter and harsh winter? Isn't that amazing? Among God's beautiful handiworks, let us take a moment to appreciate flowers blooming in each season. Starting from flowers blooming in winter, camellia flowers are found in Korea and bloom in between December and April. Cyclamen flowers are native to Europe and Mediterranean basin and bloom in between November and March. Kaffir lilies are found in Germany and Belgium and bloom in between January and March. Winter sweet are found in China and bloom in between January and February. Cymbidium orchids are found in China, Japan, and Taiwan. Next are flowers blooming in spring. Plum blossom, Adonis, lilacs, cherry blossoms, etc. There are a lot more flowers, but we prepared this much. There are also flowers blooming in summer, but it's a challenge to pronounce their names since they are not from Korea, our country. Lastly, let me talk about flowers blooming in fall. Brothers and sisters, what went through your mind as you appreciated all these flowers blooming in different seasons? The flowers I just mentioned all give off their own and unique aroma. Out in this world are many kinds of smell. Some are fragrant, while others are unpleasant. Good and pleasing smell is called fragrance. It makes us feel refreshed. Moreover, there are kinds of smell that gives life. Newborn babies may cry and whine in a stranger's arms, but as they are placed in their mother's bosom, they soon calm down. According to a psychologist, babies find peace from their mother's odor and stop crying. Recognizing the smell from where they were born, they find comfort. The smell from the mothers is the source of comfort and life for them. Brothers and sisters, the fragrance of Christ is first embedded with humility and service. Jesus performed numerous signs and wonders with the power of the Holy Spirit. Whenever people heard where Jesus was, they rushed to go there to experience His power. Bearing the duties as the Savior, Jesus came down to this earth. Thus, He performed the works of God's power, demonstrating that He is the Son of God. He stated in John 14:11, "Believe me, and I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Who otherwise believe what because of the works themselves." The reason Jesus made that statement was that He needed to manifest Himself so that people could believe Him to be the Son of God and the Savior. Then how do you think people felt about Him? You may assume that people saw Him as a person of great authority and dignity as they witnessed amazing works impossible by men. Of course, Jesus has such authority and dignity, but what they felt from Him was humility and service. Just as he mentioned in Matthew 20:28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus heartily treated all those who came before him. At times, he couldn't find time to eat or sleep, dealing with the multitude of people. One day, people brought their children before Jesus to receive his prayer. As his disciples rebuked them, Jesus said, "Let the children alone and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Even while performing marvelous power, he humbly served the people rather than exalting himself. We know that our senior pastor pays attention even to the words of a little child. While I've been serving for our senior pastor, I remember how he treated the little children. Even a little child, he treated them with love and great attention. As we do so, rather than the words themselves, we can figure out why they said those words. As we comprehend their desire to be loved, recognized, and do better, we can provide the exact answer to them. Mothers figure out the heart of their newborn who cannot speak. There are only a few ways babies express themselves, but as soon as mothers hear their crying and whining, the mothers notice right away what they want. They can tell quite accurately whether they are hungry, whether they want to be hugged, or change a diaper, or play with them. This is possible because mothers are ready to serve their babies always. They don't impose their opinions on them, nor do they seek some kind of treatment. They are only ready to serve. I challenge you to serve your unbelieving husband, wife, or children in this manner. Even if they complain or get angry with you, you see them as lovely. Let's say you used to have clashes with them in the same situation, but as you begin to warmly embrace them, they'll be moved. It's the same with believers around you. I urge you to serve those who are weaker in faith with a broad and generous heart like a mother's. The fragrance of Christ emanating from your humility and service will surely move their hearts. Secondly, the fragrance of Christ is embedded with love. What was the biggest reason that Peter and Apostle Paul changed? Even though Peter denied Jesus three times, Jesus didn't turn his face away from him. Rather, he understood and forgave his weakness and strengthened him. His love changed him into a whole new person. Also, before meeting the Lord, Apostle Paul would arrest and kill the believers of the Lord. Yet, our Lord reached out to him in person, forgave him, and made him his apostle. This love of our Lord captivated his heart and changed him. It's the same for us. When we met our Lord for the first time, it was his love on the cross that melted our heart. For us who hadn't known or believed in him, our Lord made complete sacrifice. Indebted by his love, we should also manifest such love. In turn, people will smell the fragrance of Christ emanating from us. It's the kind of love that doesn't want anything in return while giving unsparingly. With such love, we wouldn't become jealous when others are complimented or better off. Instead, we rejoice wholly with the truth. As we've been forgiven by the Lord, we would forgive those who do us harm. As we emit such aroma of love, others will be inspired and changed. Spiritual love can melt even frozen and hardened hearts. Ultimately, those who give out such aroma of spiritual love win love from others. Does any of you think, why am I not loved by others? Is it because I'm lacking in physical qualities? If you think you're not loved by others because you're not pretty or rich enough or because you have nothing to boast of, you're mistaken. Also, it's never a good thing that people love you for your physical qualities. Your physical qualities are nothing more than an outer shell. Expecting people to love your outer shell rather than your spirit, your essence, would be stupid. Loving someone because of his physical qualities will turn out worthless. That kind of love doesn't last long, but only for a little while, because you could change your heart as you find a person with better qualities. In order to gain unfailing true love, our spirit, namely our essence, has to be worthy of love. As we achieve a good and spiritual heart without evil and flesh, giving out the fragrance of Christ, we can win others' love for sure. The aroma of love originating from the heart of spirit can move anyone. Towards those with such tender, warm, and truthful aroma, people naturally open up their hearts, don't they? And then they also begin to offer love coming from their hearts. Because we love their spirits, we also value even their physical qualities. This is true love. God also loves our spirits, not our outer appearances. The same goes for the shepherd's love towards his flock. He doesn't see their physical qualities. He loves them because they are precious souls sent by God. Third, the fragrance of Christ is life-giving. This is what our Lord smells like. In today's passage, Apostle Paul remarks that we are a fragrance of Christ and that to some people we serve as the smell of death and to others we serve as the smell of life. In other words, as we love the Christ aroma and immerse ourselves in it, we begin to give out the aroma even before we realize it. Our senior pastor met God and was healed of all diseases. Ever since then, he has loved to listen to the word of God. He prayed with fasting, reflecting himself on the words to do, not to do, to keep, and to cast away, so that he could practice them and follow quickly. To do so, we should also circumcise our hearts soon and fulfill justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You know, if we just eat a bowl of noodle at a barbecue place, we smell as if we've eaten barbecue, don't we? Thus, it is crucial to check what kind of smell we give out as a Christian. It is because it's the matter of whether we are close to the Christ or not. At least we've been living a Christian life in Manmin for 38 years. Should we achieve the heart of spirit and spirit to make ourselves emanating only the fragrance of Christ, as it says in Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians 5:22 through 23, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, as it says. Around fragrant flowers are always bees and butterflies, aren't they? Bees and butterflies can perceive aroma of flowers exactly. But some people say, I can discern things only after I know and hear. Well, how long did you live your Christian life? How can you say you have to taste it to tell if it is poop or not, while you have been a Christian for decades?
말합니까?
냄새만으로도 얼마든지. Isn't it possible to tell only by its smell?
여러분, 듣지 말아야 할 말을 많이 들었다면.
If you've heard many words that you shouldn't have heard, that means you picked wrong ones to smell. Such words are conveyed along with their smell, hurting and discouraging many people. They ultimately lead them to death. That's why it is crucial that we look back and examine ourselves as to what kind of smell we are giving out. If we truly love the Christ and take delight in His aroma, we stay soaked in His aroma, thereby making others smell the Christ aroma. We can become a fragrance of Christ. We have to. As we accept our Lord, attend church every week, devote ourselves to gathering with those who accepted Christ, love and follow Christ, and always keep close to Christ, His aroma permeates us before we know it. And this serves as the smell of life to others. All of you gathered here have already become a fragrance of Christ. Bearing the aroma of the knowledge of Christ, we are giving out the smell of life on this earth. This has been possible not by our strength or might, but by the mysterious work of the Holy Spirit. Of course, we have to keep in mind this fact. Just as today's passage suggests, the fragrance of Christ serves as a displeasing smell to those healed for death, headed for death. As we try to give out the aroma of the knowledge of Christ, we face various hecklers, critics, and persecutors along the way. As we find in John 12:3-6, as Mary washed Jesus' feet with costly perfume, its aroma filled the entire room. The aroma made all people there feel refreshed. But actually, it wasn't all of them. Judas Iscariot was displeased with her deed. He involved the plausible logic in criticizing her. Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people? Actually, anytime or anywhere, there have been people like Judas Iscariot. They use reasonable logic to slander, criticize, and complain against others. They hurt people who diligently do volunteer works, try to deter them from doing their duty, and expel those who passionately work for God. But who will like it? But while we walk with our Lord, we don't have to care too much about the words spoken by people who seek their own benefits like Judas Iscariot. I urge you to keep going, fixing your eyes on the Lord alone. What did Jesus say to those who criticized Mary for using her perfume? Matthew 26:13 says, "Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her." As it says, God recognizes our deeds and rejoices. We should deeply engrave on our mind that fact, that God lifts up such people and compliments them. Mary obviously did good work. Through volunteer works and devotion to the Lord, without any selfish motives or greed, we should also emanate the aroma that makes all people around us feel refreshed and pleasant. We can emanate the fragrance of Christ. In all areas where you are in charge, I urge you to spread the fragrance steadily and widely, so that you can give joy to others and share love with them. As you keep close to the Lord and enjoy His aroma permeates your thoughts, language, behavior, and personality. And it, in turn, it spreads to people around you as well. Finally, those who smell the fragrance of Christ from you will come forward to the Christ, the origin of that fragrance. Brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." The aroma of Jesus' humility, service, and love was so rich and strong that even after over 2,000 years, his aroma still remains as inspiring one. We should also emanate such aroma. I received a very graceful text message from a senior deaconess far away, living far away. She doesn't, her husband doesn't attend church. She and her family went to another city to meet her family-in-law. And while talking with her, with the parents, her husband hurt their feelings. At the time, this senior deaconess said some very good and wise words like this. Father, mother, although we are living far from you, my husband is caring about you. And then the mother-in-law said that, I believe in you, my daughter-in-law. Thank you for living with my with my son. We believe you. We trust you. Then, a while ago, for the birthday of her mother-in-law, they celebrated the birthday for the parents in their house. Then the parents-in-law gave a lot of money as a gift. And this senior deaconess said she is now practicing the message preached, taught by the senior pastor, and she's now practicing a little of it, then he is praised by the parents. Tens of thousands of dollars she received from the parents-in-law in return, and she said she will use that money for good things. I believe that you are emanating such good aroma to the people around you. I hope I can hear many testimonies like this. Although we cannot see him physically now, please keep these words in mind. I hope you all may show a good example of humility and service so that you can give out the love of the Lord who gave his life for us to your family, relatives, and neighbors during this. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may help many people smell the fragrance of Christ as the smell to life so that they can reach salvation by doing
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.